Early the next evening, the two gnomes reached the large underground car park where the store's lorries were parked. The journey had taken them quite a long time because they took turns at dragging the book on driving behind them. And it took them all night to examine the lorry. When they arrived back at the toy department, they were very tired and covered in oil. Rincemangle called the gnomes together.
"I think we can leave here and take things with us," he said. "But it will be rather tricky. We'll have to drive a lorry, you see."
He drew diagrams to explain. 100 gnomes would turn the steering wheel by pulling on ropes, while 50 would be in charge of the gear lever. Other groups would push the pedals when necessary, and one gnome would hang from the driving mirror and give commands through a megaphone.
"It looks quite straightforward," said Rincemangle. "To me it looks as though driving just involves pushing and pulling things at the right time."
An elderly gnome got up and said nervously,
"I'm not sure about all this. I'm sure there must be more to driving than that."
But a lot of the younger gnomes were very enthusiastic, and so the idea took hold. For the rest of the week, the gnomes were very busy. Some stole bits of string from the hardware department, and several times they visited the lorries at night to take measurements and try to find out how it worked. Meanwhile, the older gnomes rolled their possessions down through the store until they were piled up in the ceiling of the lorry garage. A hand-picked party of intrepid mountaineering gnomes found out where the lorry keys were kept, high up on a hook in a little office. Rincemangle, meanwhile, studied road maps and wondered what the highway code was. At last, the day came for moving.
"We've got to work fast," said Rincemangle,
when they heard the last assistant leave the building.
"Come on, now!"